Yeah, I was, shocked to hear it, but was I surprised? Probably not. I mean, because it just seems it's just a bit of a circus down there. Any time, things seem to be sorted out and they, they only seem to make a good decision on choosing, British guys to run the club and who know the leagues and would have plenty of contact to get good players in, they then go and get rid of them. You know, they appointed Hendo in the summer, and you sort of think, okay, he hasn't had the best record as a manager, but he's young, he's gone and gone away and sort of learnt his trade under Sam Allardyce. He might be the guy to take them back up to the League One. That didn't work out for whatever reason. Then they appoint Kevin Nolan. Obviously, he's got no experience as manager, but does that matter? Again, probably not, because he could turn out to be the next best thing. So I thought that was brilliant to see that they've actually sort of gone with sort of a fairly, complete, beginner in the managerial rank. But with someone like Kevin, the fact he's been captain at every club he's ever played for, you know what sort of a character he is behind the scenes. You know he would be running the sort of like the dressing room and stuff like that. So for him to step up to be a manager, it wasn't a big issue. He obviously brought in sort of experience with him, on the coaching staff. But it just seems bizarre how they've sort of gone and done this. And it seems a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to a couple of poor results.
15 games he's had, Matt. I mean, I don't think anyone would necessarily count that as enough time to prove yourself, surely.
No, definitely not, because it's 15 games with inheriting a squad that another manager's built. So chances are he probably would have wanted to bring his own players in, and but was he given a chance to do that? I don't know, because I haven't seen. But of course that's not enough time. I mean, managers, having spoken to managers and stuff, they want to go in and work with players, but they also want to bring in players that they think are better than what they've got that can improve the squad. And I'm sure, promotion isn't anywhere near out of the question for Orient this season, but I'm sure Kevin Nolan was working on targets for next season already. Whether that would be young lads from Premier League clubs or sort of like, decent players in that division. But, Orient are a big club in League Two. So, they would be able to attract decent players. So it just seems bizarre how he's just not been given a chance.
Do you feel for him as well? Obviously, it sounds like you do, Matt. I mean, what he does now, because his career's gone from ending a playing career to restarting a playing career alongside management, now going back to being a player, it seems for Kevin Nolan personally, that seems a difficult situation now.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally understand if he turns around and says, no, I'm not doing that, because it's not embarrassing, but the way the club is run now is embarrassing. How can he go and sit now in the dressing room as a player with the boys, after he's been their manager and stuff? It just wouldn't work. I'm sure he's probably taken a day or two to sort of see what his options are. It wouldn't surprise me if we hear, by the weekend that Kevin Nolan's decided to leave the club, because his sort of, his position has just been made untenable. It's a shame because, like you say, what a fantastic coup for the club to get a player of his stature to be playing, and to manage it. But if you were going to appoint him at the start, then give him a chance. There'd be no different him, getting any job and then be saying, oh, actually, no, we've changed our minds after a few months. It's just not fair. I mean, you look at Gary Neville going to Valencia. Okay, their results were poor, but he wasn't really given a fair crack of the whip at it. But Orient's results haven't been that bad. They're still sniffing around the playoffs, aren't they? So it just seems a really, really strange one. And I feel really sorry for Kevin Nolan because, I'm sure it won't dent his confidence. I'm sure he still believes in what he does. But now there's always that cloud over him that this has happened and, it could possibly affect him getting, a decent job in the near future.
It's Groundhog Day as well, isn't it, Matt? We've been here before. We'll be here again. Seventh manager now, Andy Hessenthaler, in the 2 years since Piketty took over. This doesn't sound conducive as though this is going to be long-term either. It's just one thing after another, isn't it?
And the people I feel sorry for is, all the backroom staff at Orient, all the fans, because, you know, what we built up when I was there, you know, what Barry built up in his, you know, long sort of like reign in charge was great. You know, that club was a very well-run, well-organised family club, and, you know, everyone enjoyed their time there. But now it's just completely changed, and the fans aren't happy. You know, they're sort of, you know, the fans I speak to sort of talking about, you know, they're not really bothered if they go to games or not anymore. And that's just so sad because, you know, at the end of the day, they haven't got the biggest fan base in the world anyway. So how, as an owner, you know, can you keep alienating these guys to stop them coming? I mean, it's just absolutely bizarre. And, you know, like you say, Hessenthal is the seventh manager. You know, we'll have an eighth manager before the end of the season. There'll probably be a ninth manager before Christmas. You know, it's just a never-ending merry-go-round there. And until it gets sorted out, and there only really seems to be one option of how to sort it out, you know, it's just going to continue.
What, I mean, these are two different questions in the same question here. What do they need? Because what they need is probably a very different thing to what they'll do. What's the big solution here, do you think?
To sell the club to a different owner. it's that simple. You know, Barry Hearn needs to buy the club back. I saw Barry at the boxing on Saturday night, not to talk to, but he was there. And he was only a few seats away from Jose Mourinho. I was thinking, if he was still the Orient chairman, he would definitely be trying to tap him up to get him to come down the O's to manage things as he's out of work. But, you know, you just need someone that's going to run the club properly and stick with a manager that they decide on. At the end of the day, do have an interview process. Pick the right man for the job that you believe is the right man for the job and give them time. Give them an opportunity to go in, put their stamp on the team, build a squad and let them see how they get on rather than just keep on sacking people so quickly. It's just not fair. And the club won't move forward until this is sorted.